happens to be this time of year, everyone is shifting, no more school, everyone's home, spending time with your parents. I learned a very important thing from the Rishon LeZion of Yitzchak Yosef, that now is the time to review the halachot of Kibud Av V'Em. When everyone is home, in Azmanim, it's the time to review what exactly are your obligations to your parents and your parents' obligations to you at this time. So I'm not a parent of any teenagers. I'm not going to give any parents any musars. Parents, please close your ears. Young children, younger people, please open your ears. And if it doesn't apply to you, you share it with your friends. Let's review. What exactly is the obligation of Kibud Av V'Em? When I have a parent, Baruch Hashem, I'm blessed with parents. What are my obligations to my parents? So the Torah says, Kabideyu, you have to be honor your parents, and also Mora, you have to fear your parents. You have to have Mora, awe for your parents. I mean, Kabideyu means Ha'achileyu Hashkeyu, you have to feed them, you offer them drinks, financial support sometimes, take them from place to place. Mora, the awe for your parents. Don't sit in his place, stand up for them when they walk into the room, don't call them by their names. I know in this community that's not social, so that's pretty obvious, but believe it or not, in some communities it's a big problem. But whatever it is. Now, you go through the Shulchan Aruch and Yoreh Deah, it doesn't say anything about, you know, listening to your parents to miss night seder, to go out to dinner. It doesn't say anything about not going on trips with your parents. If anything, just a few pages, maybe 23 Sifim, whatever it is, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if a person wants to go learn Torah and his father wants him to hang out at home and help out, he can go learn Torah because he thinks it'll be better for him. Wow, mom and dad, I want to go to this yeshiva. You're saying no, too bad. That's what the halakha says. And if anything, you look in the Vilna Gaon over there, the Vilna Gaon says, very simple, everyone says, the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em only applies with respect to what your parents need from you. With your performance of the mitzvot, with things that cause you pain, and things that have no relevance to your parents, what color shirt you wear, or where you go to yeshiva, whom you marry, makes no difference. Wow. As long as you're not humiliating them, then you're causing them problems. Then it's okay. This is great. Everyone should just pick up and go back to yeshiva. That's it, right? Who needs the summer? That's stupid. Let me repeat that. That is just stupid. Don't be stupid. Your parents brought you into this world. They changed 2,000 diapers. They bought you thousands of dollars of clothing, paid for thousands and thousands of dollars of trips, and hundreds of thousands of dollars of tuition. They sent you to the yeshiva you learned this in. They agreed eventually, right? And now because you're going to be 1 hour late tonight, Seder, you're going to destroy the whole relationship? Because they're saying, you must marry this, or you must do that. Whether they're right or wrong, you have to destroy the relationship. Your parents deserve so much hakarat hatov. At least they deserve you to listen to them respectfully. Hear them out. Let them have a say. And show them that you care about them and what they have to say. Don't just pretend. Show it. Be that way. I remember when I first went to, Shalavim for almost two years. I remember that first year I came back after the summer. After the first year, I remember my Rosh Hashiva asked me, how was the summer? So I said, I spent a lot of time with my parents, not enough time learning. So he said, don't worry, whatever you spend with your parents, you get back in double. He was wrong. I'm still learning 10 years later. He was 100% wrong. I'm still learning a lot of Torah every day. It's 100% wrong. It's even more. It's even more. If you invest the time with your parents now, with your family now, you're blessed to have a family. I can't tell you, spending enough years in yeshiva, a big yeshiva, you meet lots of people. A lot of people don't have families. A lot of people, they have a family, but things are very messed up. I have a chatan and kala situation right now. It's like, the whole time I'm wondering, like, why doesn't this guy just go home? He has a home. No, I don't know the details. But if you're blessed to have a family, blessed to have a home, it's a berachah. Thank Hashem for it. And you should invest in it. Don't burn the bridges of your relationships on the altars of your yeshiva. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. You need your parents. Rosh Hashem always says, you need your parents. They're going to be there for you at different stages of life. They'll take care of you, and they want your grandchildren, your children. So as their grandchildren, they're going to be there for you. You shouldn't throw them out, cut off all ties over this. Not saying do any avirot. I'm giving the general. How to apply specifics, you have to figure out. You, your rabbis, their rabbis, them. Open, clear, honest, respectful conversation, not kicking and screaming. But as Rabbi Kamenetsky from DRS has a very nice line, I think we should all keep it in mind, no matter how old we are. As much as you're growing in your Torah learning, you have to exponentially grow faster in your midot tovot. And Shem Shamayim should be mitahev al yadecha. That people should love the Torah because of you. Not just because we're evangelizing, not just because we want to cover up, because it's true. The more Torah you learn, the better you're supposed to become. So right now, if you don't see what I'm saying, you disagree with me, okay, fine. But as you get older, you'll see that going through different stages of life, it makes more of a difference. At least try, at least listen. I know it's hard. I know. We want to get to Morning City. We want to learn SBM. We have such a beautiful program this summer, every summer. And you want to, your parents want you to go away, miss a week, miss 2 days, whatever. Chill. Chill. It's the summer. And if this doesn't apply to you because you're either too old for it, well, if you're too old for it, very simple. At least know where your children are and that there's hope for them. If you're already there, so listen. If you're too young for it, so then keep it in mind. And if it doesn't apply to you at all, so at least tell your friends. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. 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 Yeah.